You got us, Virgin Radio, the Chris Fade Show in studio right now. Mary Phillips, makeup to the stars, makeup artist to the stars, that is. Thank you for joining us back in the studio here.
Thanks for having me.
We're just chatting about lots of stuff. You hang out and you do the makeup for like Kendall Jenner?
Yes.
That's pretty cool. Like she's obviously one of the biggest superstars in the world right now.
Yes, she is.
Did you known her for a while, or is this a recent thing?
No, I've known her forever. I started working with Kim and Courtney and Khloe the first season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Oh,
so
wow.
It's been, God, I don't know, what season is it now?
Like, I think 10,
40,
12, 13,
yes, 45.
15, I don't know.
Yeah, I started working with them about, I think it was about 12 years ago. I started working with Kim first, and then, started working with Courtney and Khloe. But Kendall and Kylie were just kids then.
Like, they're babies.
Yeah, they were like, you know, I don't know, just little girls. But yeah, I started working with Kendall a few years ago, and yeah, she's awesome.
She's really taken over the modeling world now.
I know, right?
She's just doing so well.
She sure is.
Yeah.
She's doing great.
These girls are beautiful, and then they put makeup on, and it's amazing what makeup does to someone. Like, you see some people, and then you think, gosh, they're gorgeous, or they're okay. And then, like, even with men wear makeup. I sometimes, if I'm doing an event, they put makeup on me and stuff. And then I look at myself and I think to myself, I look completely different. This is amazing. It's amazing what makeup can do. I think it's more about also self-confidence, I think, for a lot of women and men, right? It's not just about, like, oh, I look great for the photo. I think it does something to yourself inside.
Absolutely. You know what? Makeup's great because it's all about, you know, enhancing what you already have, you know, and just kind of, you know, bringing out your beauty, you know, and like defining the features. Makeup, you know, it's great for that. But yes, it is amazing what it can do.
And what are you doing at the Beauty Pop? So what's your seminar all about?
I'm doing a masterclass tomorrow on the 20th. And I'm just going to be teaching like kind of my signature, very fresh, like glowy look.
Okay.
Nice.
Like, do you have makeup on now?
Yes.
Okay. So you don't, for me as a guy, it looks just natural. It doesn't look like there's makeup on there.
That's the best makeup, in my opinion. Well, natural.
So I'm trying to work out what makeup. So hold on. Is makeup the foundation, the brown stuff that you put on?
The brown stuff.
Depending on your skin tone.
Is that makeup?
Yeah. Foundation.
That's, foundation's called, it's considered makeup, right?
Yes.
Lipstick, makeup, all that. Yeah. Okay.
What are your doubts? What do you think?
I thought that wasn't makeup, like a foundation or a concealer. I thought that wasn't considered makeup.
No, that is
considered makeup.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Even I know that, Chris. Get with the program.
Sorry. We're learning. We're on Facebook Live, Virgin Radio DXB. Mary Phillips in studio. You can go see it tomorrow. Seminar, masterclass, beautypopdxb.com for tickets. Right now, Rossi and I are going to take half of Pretty Malik's face each.
Yeah.
We are going to have less than about 5 minutes, though, Ross.
5 minutes?
Yeah, to do this, all right?
Okay, I'm ready.
Oh, we're quick. We're machines.
That's all I need.
All right. Do you want to start or do we do it together?
I'll get my stuff out. Hold on.
Wait there. What's this? Where's the powder? The foundation? Is this the same thing?
That's
the
like a foundation.
This is liquid.
Yeah. Okay. So, Mary Phillips, you will judge what half of Pretty Face looks better, mine or Big Rossi's. Is that cool?
Awesome.
All right.
So
hang out. We're live on Facebook. You can watch this.
Virgin Radio. Time Saver Traffic.